All right, time for another Classroom Pledge of the Week. Actually, this is the last day of this week's Pledge of the Week. It's Mrs. Sage's fifth grade class from Selkirk Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
California Couples Museum of 40,000 bunny-related items earns world record.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
Hello, Kevin.
Kevin.
Go, Kevin.
What a welcome.
Go, oh, Kevin,
what's going
go.
On, Kevin?
Go, Kevin.
I was trying to turn Warren down just a tiny bit.
I can do it for you.
No. I don't need that help yet, Monty.
Yet. Yeah, qualify that.
It could be coming, though. Let's be very clear. Okay, let's jump into some news, boys. It is a National Greasy Food Day. You want something nice and greasy today?
Yeah.
When I say greasy food, what's the first thing that kind of pops into your mind where you're like, I like that greasy food? Brewster?
Big old double cheeseburger.
Double cheeseburger. Dripping in grease.
Yes.
Don't. Yeah. It's a tough one. Warren.
What? Same.
Really? You just think of a cheeseburger right away?
Cheeseburger, yeah. They'd have to be with no lettuce and tomato and all that. You know, just the burger and cheese.
Oh, just grease.
Yeah.
Drip it into the butt. Okay. Monty, when I say greasy food, what do you think you want to celebrate with? What do you think of?
Well, I celebrate?
Well, no, I'm sorry. Just in general, what do you think of?
Dick's hamburgers. Instantly.
Okay. So, boy, you were right about that.
It's a slider.
Anything that will stain the bag. It's a pretty good answer.
Or make your car smell like the hamburger bag.
Oh, man.
Yeah, do they ever. For sure.
Yeah, do they ever. And Steve, what do you think of with greasy food?
Yeah, I was going to say like hamburger, cheeseburger, that type of thing. But I guess also to be different, French fries.
Maybe? Yeah, I love French fries too.
They sure can be.
Wee-wee.
I don't know. First of all, I do think of pizza.
Yeah.
And it's like I think of something that I've decided that I've liked that I didn't know that I liked, and that's New York style pizza.
Boy, oh boy, when we were in New York a month or so ago, whatever it's been, gosh darn, those things are huge.
Yeah, they're just big old slices, but they're floppy, right? Like they flop down.
Yeah.
You can't pick up a piece of New York style pizza without there being just a big triangle of grease.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, those.
Yeah, and then dropping it on your lap.
I know, Monty. It's kind of the fun is like folding it up and trying to eat it. And
yeah,
it's like, oh, okay. There's been a few places that I had it. One would be Neon out at Northern Quest.
Oh,
I've never had it there. They have a pizza place out there, and that's what they serve. And I didn't think, I was like, I don't, that's dumb. That's the only kind you have? But it's delicious.
Now, what do you mean the only kind they had? Did you say?
The only style. They didn't have any other, like, you know, regular crust or thin crust or anything
else. Was it good?
Oh, yeah, it's delicious.
Can you get any, like, pepperoni or just cheese or whatever?
Oh, yeah. There's different types that they have, like a bacon ranch and this and that. Oh. Yeah, they have different flavors, but the only style is New York style.
Want to go there, Money?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. I'd do that. Yeah.
What about for breakfast? Is there a greasy breakfast food? I mean, breakfast is greasy too.
Well, I'm going to all establishments and not necessarily the food itself, but Frankie Doodle's taco omelet, that's a greasy one.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd like that, wouldn't you, Kev?
Monty, Frankie Doodle's taco omelet. You just have to go to one place. You just have to go down to Dick's, get a burger, and then go over next door.
Just stay the whole day.
Yeah.
Forgive me for asking. Is Frankie Doodle still a business?
I don't even know if it's open or not, but that's just that memory serves.
Huh. Do you have a greasy breakfast you like, Warren?
Well, I've been making myself a lot of... We recently found sourdough bread, so I've been making a lot of breakfast sandwiches for myself. And I've been frying the egg. I just do one egg and two slices of sausage, two patties with lots of cheese.
Jeepers, and you just found sourdough bread? I mean, you just found it?
Well, yeah, at Costco. Man, it's so good. But anyway, I've been cooking the egg in Orville Redenbacher's butter, that liquid butter stuff.
Oh.
Like, that's supposed to go
about
on,
this at
yeah,
all?
That's supposed to go on popcorn?
Yeah.
And so you cook
the sausage in that, or
the egg?
The egg. I just microwave the sausage because it's pre-cooked, but yeah, they cook the egg in Orville Redenbacher's butter syrup stuff, whatever that is.
Well, with that and two sausage patties, that's pretty greasy.
Pretty greasy. Boy, yeah. It sure tastes good.
That's
Holy
a good answer.
Toledo.
Yeah. Frankie Doodles is still open, according to Roberta. So.
Oh, very cool. Oh,
Thank you, Roberta.
Hi, Roberta. Hi, Roberta. You little sweetie pie, you. She's a nice lady.
She sure is. No doubt about it. Brewster, what do you want? Greasy breakfast, buddy.
Just plain old bacon.
That's, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Why get difficult with it?
Yes.
Bacon.
Bacon. Mm.
One of the guys we go to breakfast with, if he has bacon, he picks it up and takes a napkin and doesn't he?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
It's the grease out of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
What?
Takes it out of it?
This is just too greasy, so he takes a napkin and dabs the bacon and gets all the grease off it.
Well, his wife's not there, is she?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's the
but
trouble.
But he does it even if she's not there.
Huh. That's weird. You know, that does not seem like a thing that's kind of taking away some of the fun of bacon.
Well yeah.
What you got, Kevin?
What do I got for greasy? Greasy you know breakfast. What the first thing that popped into my mind was like a chicken fried steak with the gravy on.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
is that hubba, really? Hubba. I mean, is it greasy?
That's
though?
Not greasy, though.
You don't think that the chicken fried steak is greasy?
No.
You don't think fried chicken is greasy?
Well, maybe a little bit.
Okay, valid.
Yeah, I was like, every time I eat fried chicken, I am dead for 48 hours.
Yeah, but chicken fried steak isn't the same thing.
I know it's not.
It isn't the same.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't even know what kind of food to eat.
Sausage.
not even a greasy food.
What about
guy.
Steve? Oh, you already said, didn't you?
For his breakfast.
No. You know, for breakfast, I was thinking the, what do they call those, like little potatoes?
Hash browns?
Like just like breakfast potatoes.
Oh, hash those.
Browns?
Just
no, not hash
just
browns.
Just the chunked up ones.
Yeah, just the chunks, like the cubes.
What do they call those? Yeah, ranch.
I call them hash browns too. So,
oh, really?
Chunky,
okay.
Chunky taters.
Chunky taters. That's what they're called.
All right, chunky taters.
Now we know.
Now, hey, we'll have to get some of those.
Yeah.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Smell that?
Uh-uh.
Kevin James.
It's on the way.
Is it a hot dog?
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Boy, we've been talking a lot about food today, so my stomach is rumbling a little
bit. Yeah, and we don't have any, none of us brought anything today.
Kevin's got an apple.
I'm working
on it,
Kevin's guys.
Working. Oh, well, thank you, Kev.
I'll go out in the freezer and check it out, see what we got.
Oh, freezer.
Probably have a turkey pot pie in there or something.
Hey, Warren, why don't you go downstairs? There's a little snack shack down there.
Yeah, I can't.
A little snack shack downstairs.
Show your face in there and go, hey, I'm stealing stuff.
Yeah. I'm currently looking at a place that has bagels that you can... sorry, Warren, you have something stuck to your arm that really... Bruce, threw me for a loop there.
Bruce put it on there. It's a little clamp.
It's like a chip bag clip.
Yeah.
It's a tourniquet.
Bruce put it on my sleeve.
Well, happy Friday.
How would you guys feel about a bagel that then had like food on it? Like it wants to be a sandwich, but it's a bagel.
Yeah.
Like sausage.
Ham and cheese bagel? Sure.
Ooh. Yeah, or ham and cheese or yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh, that'd be all right.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like for us to eat here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay.
What do you think?
No, I was just curious. I just thought it was a general question. How do you think about bagels?
Oh, no. Yeah, no.
Two things can be true at the same time.
I was just looking at a place, and that was something that I saw that could be delivered here.
Ooh, nice.
Really? For our pleasure. Or, I mean, we could go donuts, but that seems pretty boring now.
Yeah, let's know. I like what you said.
We've waited long enough.
Yeah. Get some food.
Can you eat a whole bagel with stuff on it, Steve? No offense.
Well, let me see if they have kids ones.
Okay. All right. Let's calm down.
I have a kids menu.
Just cut them in half.
Steve, you'll never look like me if you don't eat more. That's all there is to it.
Boy, that's the truth.
All right. Let's calm down. Hey, Kevin. I hear you got a little game that we could play, huh?
Ooh.
Oh, another game?
Well, yes, really a game, Steve, I guess. It's going to be a quick, one. Okay. It's a little segment called...
What did we call it? Is that a fact? Is that a fact?
You know that hummingbirds can't fly backwards?
Isn't that a fact?
Yeah. I don't know if I agree with that.
It looks like they back up, don't they?
They just go sideways at an angle. They actually can't back up.
They're the only birds. I am sorry. 3, 2, 1
What?
Did you know that hummingbirds can fly backwards?
Oh, there we go.
Oh, is that a fact?
That is a fact. The first time it wasn't. The first time it was a lie. This time it's a fact. Hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards.
I thought it was the other.
Oh, is that a fact?
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, it would be weird if another bird flew back. How weird would it be if you saw like a goose fly backwards?
Oh, yeah.
That would be.
Honk, honk, honk. It's just backup alarm.
Their big old V just coming backwards.
Yeah.
That would be pretty weird.
You'd think you were in another dimension, Monty.
Ooh, that was sort of Halloween-y.
Throat punch coming in 3.
Oh, yeah.
Easy.
Oh, I don't know if you guys, do you think this is a fact?
We don't know yet.
Blue whales eat 500,000 calories in one mouthful.
Holy Toledo.
Is that a fact?
I'm going to say, is that a fact?
How big is a calorie?
Apparently one piece of plankton.
Yeah. I don't know what they're getting all their calories from. That's a good point.
Yeah.
Mouthful of krill.
Krill.
Oh, krill.
What is krill? What
Krill's
is that?
Little fishies.
Oh, bad.
Yuck.
Raw. Sushi.
Sushi, yeah.
Do you guys, koalas have fingerprints?
Is that a fact?
It's a fact.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, it really is. What they say is that all koalas, when they're born, you know, they have to go into the koala station and get their...
Sign up for the draft.
Yeah, and get their fingerprints done. That they are almost indistinguishable from human fingerprints. A fingerprint.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Is that a fact?
Think of it, Monty.
How about that?
So if you ever wanted to, you know, get away with a crime, maybe the thing to do would take a koala bear in there.
With me.
Yeah.
Have his fingerprints, and then they just, your whole life, they would think that, you know, that was you.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Mastermind.
Is that a fact?
You guys have been around the farm a lot, all you guys. Monty said earlier, we had cows.
Yep.
Mm.
Cows have best friends.
I believe that.
I do
okay.
too.
I mean, I've been around a lot of cows, and I guess I've never really thought about it. But they say cows are very social animals with strong friendships. Studies have shown that cows have basically best friends and get stressed out when they're separated from them.
Wow.
Huh.
Isn't that something?
No.
Is that a fact?
No, how about that?
Fact?
How about that, Kevin? They got best friends.
Yeah.
Now I feel bad. I sold my cow. Doggone it.
Was there another cow that was...
Is that a fact, Warren?
I only had one. It is a fact.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I mean, why not? That's the kind of cow to sell because he was alone anyways.
It was a milk cow. Maybe she was my best friend and I didn't know it.
Yeah.
Wow. I raised her from a calf. I feel horrible.
We used to ride our cows like horses.
Did you?
Yeah, it's true.
I believe you.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact, actually.
Like to go somewhere or just
for fun? No. Just around the barnyard. So if we had to go bring the cows in, we could either call them in or just have fun and ride one of them out and then bring the rest back in.
Is that a fact? I could totally see the Tureski boys doing that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Totally.
I mean, we're not talking bull riding. We're talking cow riding.
You were actually a totally different thing. Cow wranglers.
Yep.
Have you guys, any of you guys ever done or heard of cow tipping?
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Is that a fact? Yeah. We were discussing this in the office the other day, and no one had been cow tipping, but they're like, is that only like in the movies, or do people actually do that?
Well, they usually, right after they go cow tipping, they usually take on a snipe hunt.
Yeah, snipes.
Snipe hunting. Yes. Uh-huh. Steve, have you done cow tipping?
No, but I was wearing that sweatshirt that I have that says official member of the cow tipping team.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
But you're not really.
Well, I mean, I wear the sweatshirt, so I think that counts.
Still, one of my favorite movie scenes of all time is in the movie Cars when they do the cow tipping.
Yeah.
Mater and Lightning McQueen, they go out and they do the cow tipping. I mean, it's all the tractors being. It cracks me up every time I see that. You know what? I'm going to pull it up and we're going to watch it right now.
Oh, good. Yes.
Have fun, everybody.
All right, we'll come back and we'll do Jay and Kevin's big jackpot coming up.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Bruce, you don't set an alarm, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
You do set an alarm?
Mm-hmm.
Really? I thought maybe you just got up. Now, you're setting an alarm. You're retired, so you're setting an alarm to get up and go to coffee?
Kevin James.
Well, yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Don't want to be late for that. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Uh-uh.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. It's time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot.
Oh, yeah. That sounds good, doesn't it? Time to play Jay and Kevin's Big Jackpot. And on the phone, we have Nicole. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
How are you
today?
What
are you doing, Nicole?
Dropping my son off at school.
Oh, very good. Then what are you going to do?
Go drop my girls off and then go to work.
Oh, no, all business today.
Busy morning,
all
yeah.
business.
Maybe we need to call somebody and have so you can have the day off or something.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, after all, it's Friday.
I know.
Well, the good news is you get a chance to play for the big money jackpot, and that would not be business. That would be pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
It would.
Absolutely. So we know that the previous jackpot was $684, so it's some amount of money higher than that. And of course, the rules are it's just a whole dollar amount, no cents, anything of that nature. Yep. But
it's because you've got no sense.
I do have no sense. That is true. So, Nicole, do you have a guess? Of course, you have to be exactly right to get the money. Do you think you know what it is exactly?
I'm going to guess 703.
You know, the last person, I think, was that they won?
That's what they won on 702?
Something like that. So you're very close to that. So let's see if it is 703.
Jay and Kevin's big jackpot is
$698.
$698.
Got it.
Very close. Good guess. But that does mean that the jackpot gets higher. And Nicole, you get to possibly guess again later on as well as everybody else. So the jackpot keeps on growing. Thanks for playing, Nicole.
Perfect. Thank you.
Kevin's big jackpot keeps growing with every wrong answer. Keep listening for your next chance to win.
Yes, and the next chance to win will be at 9:30 this morning, and we'll see if we'll get somebody. Of course, this hour of the Jay and Kevin Show brought to you by MCO, AAMCO. So thanks to them. And Kevin,
yes, sir.
Do you have some celebrity news? If not, I do have some, or entertainment news.
Oh, you have entertainment news? Let's hear
it,
Steve.
Unless you got something else in mind.
No, I mean, I always got something up my sleeve, but I'd love to hear what you have up your sleeve.
Okay. Well, one thing is, and I feel like this is kind of just the continuation of a story. Frankie Muniz, who you might know as Malcolm in the Middle, or I don't know, he was in Agent Cody Banks.
I was gonna say I know him as Agent Cody Banks.
Yeah, I mean he's been in a bunch of stuff. He is, I guess, taking his love of racing. You know, he's like big into racing.
Oh yeah, I saw that one time and I thought that's not the same Frankie Muniz, is it?
Yeah.
And it's more like the formula cars, right?
Yeah, so he's going to be competing, I guess, in the upcoming NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series. He's going like full time into racing in 2025. Oh, wow. Yeah. So just
that's wild.
Driving around, you know.
What a weird, I mean, I guess it's not that weird if you love it or whatever and you got into it, but it's not like it's just a hobby most people can do. Mm. You have to have a lot of money to get into any sort of formula racing or what is the truck series again? It's just called
NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series.
It is the NASCAR. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Good for him. Little Frankie Muniz. I'm sure he's a big man now. He's all grown up and everything.
All grown up.
But, yeah. So that's pretty cool. And the other thing I had was, we love Jelly Roll, right? We were talking yesterday about his awesome weight loss journey that he's on.
Yeah.
Down 100 pounds already.
Mm-hmm. Really? I need to find out how he did that.
And
probably stopped eating a lot.
Oh.
He did something pretty cool when he was in Little Rock, Arkansas, as part of his Beautifully Broken tour, one of the stops, I guess, on Tuesday. He went on social media and said that he was opening up a tab at a downtown fried chicken restaurant, Gus's Chicken, and anyone who wanted to grab dinner was on him.
Wow.
And, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he
that's
shared.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah, and so he spent over $11,000 to hook people up with some food, and then he tipped like
$7,500. Whoa!
On the whole thing, so. Hmm. Well done, Jelly Roll.
That's pretty cool. Yeah,
I'll say.
He's just one of the best stories to happen, you know, in a long time, where it's just one of those guys that really, I was just listening to some of his album, The Beautifully Broken, and there's a song on there called Unpretty, I think it is. Yeah, Unpretty, where it's him singing about who he was before. And he's like, dude, I hate the guy I was before. I was a bad guy. And it basically the whole song is about, you know, I was very unpretty. But it also made me the man who I am today. And so it was very good. I was listening to it. The album's, what I heard of it, I really enjoyed.
And, you know, Jelly Roll's good for doing that. Good on him. He's, you know, obviously you're busy with the show and preparing for that. And then to be like, oh, you know, do something nice for the stop that I'm at is kind of cool too. So, yeah.
He also had a great video yesterday on social media of he's been busy out on the road doing the whole thing. And he said, I finally got a chance to get home to something that I never thought would happen. You know, he said, him and his dad were real close. His dad has passed away, but his dad always said, man, I would ask my dad, like, what's your biggest regret? And he said, buy dirt. You just got to buy dirt, man. At some point, you got to buy, and they're not going to make any more of it. And you got to, at some point when you can, buy dirt. Mm-hmm. And he said, I wish I would have bought. They had an uncle who had like a 50-acre ranch or farm. And he said, so we would go there all the time. But my dad was always bummed that he didn't have his own piece of land. Oh. So Jelly Roll, he's done well, apparently so well that him and his wife just bought 500 acres and by their home in Tennessee, and it looked just beautiful. But he was out there walking on it, and of course, typical Jelly, he's trying to record the message, and then he's like, I told y'all I wasn't gonna cry. So he's like, hold on, pause. He'd come back, he'd been crying. He's like, it just gets me emotional, man. Like, all this, and I just have to say thank you to everybody for helping make this come true, you know. So it was cool for him having a place, like he said, now I've got all the dirt I need and a place to just go and do whatever. Get away from it all.
Yeah.
So
if Monty
good for
had,
him.
500 acres.
For sure.
He'd just park himself in the middle of it.
Yep. If Monty had that much property, he'd set up his own sawmill. And make lumber and build stuff. I don't know.
No.
No, you wouldn't?
No.
Oh.
All right. Is that a fact?
Isn't that something?
Is that a fact?
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Pop is great to have with popcorn. What is producer Steve's or my favorite pop?
Kevin James.
Squirt.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Alrighty, fellas, we are back and we are doing a game now. We are playing some buzzword. Yeah, so if you don't remember how to play exactly, the deal is I will give you a word, and then I will give you a clue, and the answer to that clue has that word in it.
Okay.
So there's like 10 different clues for each word, and we'll see how many you can get right. Does that all make sense? Did I explain that right?
Groovy, out of sight, so uptight, knee deep.
How exactly are we playing it then?
I think we'll do individual. So you'll get a point. And your name is the buzzer. And, or you can just shout out the word, I guess, right?
Monty.
Is that how we do it typically? Yeah. So just shout out the answer and then
so
we'll determine.
We're all playing at the same time.
Correct.
Just shouting out answers.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
That's how I was just curious.
So yeah. We've always done it.
Just checking.
Pay attention.
Nope. We've done it in teams too.
Yeah. No, I think we'll do individual. I think that makes the most sense. And
easier for me to win.
All right. So the first word is hour. First word is hour. So all the
hour?
Answers are going to...
Like time of day, hour?
Yeah, time
or,
of day.
Okay, I was going to say O-U-R or H-O-U-R, hour.
Yes, H-O-U-R, hour.
Here we go.
Okay. Right. Quick film processing.
One hour photo.
Boy, Monty and I, but Monty was louder, so I'll give it to you.
Okay, Monty gets the point on that one. End of the day traffic.
Rush hour. Wow, that was a dead tie.
Warren.
Really?
Are we giving that to Warren?
It's pretty loud.
All right. What are we doing by loudness?
Yeah.
Okay. Ah! All right, 1-1, Warren and Monty, and zeros to Bruce and Kevin. Open from 10 to 5. Like,
24 hour.
Nope.
10 to 5. Oh.
Open
business
from
10 hours?
Nope. Like the savings and loan.
Banker's hours.
Banker's hours.
Hey. You already gave a wrong answer. You can't give another one.
No, you're actually correct, Bruce. Once you give an answer, are we out?
Yeah.
I thought it was
right.
Keep going.
I think you can keep going on this one. Yeah, you can keep going, Bruce. Sorry.
Good try, Bruce.
Okay, so Monty with 2 points there. Very close to the deadline.
0 hour.
Nope.
Very close to the deadline.
Final hour?
No. Nope.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good.
It's sort of a long phrase.
Hour after hour.
No.
That's right.
do we give up deadline on this one?
Yeah.
In the 11th hour.
Oh,
that's the 0 hour.
You know what that means?
Close.
It is. That's synonymous. Not that I want the point, but I'm just saying.
All right. When the minute hand is on the 12.
Midnight hour. Midnight hour.
Mm-mm. Top of the hour.
Nope.
Yeah, that is actually right.
Yes, it is.
Not according to the card. I mean, you're like around it, basically.
So what? I don't know. I'm out.
When the hour hand is...
When the minute hand is on the 12. You're right. It's top of the hour.
Top of the hour.
That's what he already said.
Said that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I feel like we should give Kevin a point even.
Is it top of the hour?
No, it's on the hour.
Oh.
Yeah, that top of the hour would have been better.
Okay. No.
When you think of that, you see this... You think of this news guy, and now at the top of the hour, or that.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Whatever.
Well, that was good. Well played.
I actually see the hand on the clock.
Yep.
At night, when we're not open to the public.
After hours.
Bruce! Finally, something Bruce knows about. Late night after hours.
The short one on the clock.
Hour.
Minute hand.
Right?
No, hour hand.
Who said it first? Our hand.
Monty.
No, it was me, but go ahead.
Let's give Warren the point before he poops his diaper.
No, you don't have to.
I've never seen Warren get competitive before.
We're giving both of you points. Both of you get points.
Oh, well, cool.
Pencils out, carry on. You know.
Pencils out.
Yeah. A sand timer.
Hourglass.
That was a dead tie.
It really was. And Warren, you are on it right now.
I don't know why.
All right. MPH.
Miles per hour.
There you go.
Dang it.
Monty.
Jeez,
I didn't kick it in gear fast enough. Yeah.
And this is the last one for the hour card. Wilson Pickett song, I'm Gonna Wait.
Till the midnight hour.
In the midnight hour, yeah.
Oh, in the midnight hour.
In the midnight
hour. I'll count it.
He wasn't right.
Bruce.
I think you won, Monty.
Next word is give.
Give.
Yeah.
The next word is give.
The most generous of people would do this.
Give it all away.
No.
Give it up.
No.
Give away their fortune?
No.
Can I hear it one more
Just
time,
Just the word give.
The most generous of people would do this.
Give their life.
No, no.
Give you the shirt off their back.
There you go, Kevin.
There you
Boom.
Go.
Nicely done.
Oh, yeah, because that's way more generous than giving away all your money.
Make a varsity attempt.
Give it the old college try.
Ooh. There you go, Bruce.
Boom!
Bruce.
Nicely done, sir. Advice for mediocre moonlighters. That's interesting.
Mediocre moonlighters. What? I got nothing there.
I got nothing there either.
Give it up.
It makes sense when you hear the answer.
Oh, sure it does.
Don't give up on your day job.
Oh wow.
These are some long ones.
Your return is a result of your investment.
What you give is what you get.
You get what you give, so yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing, just different words.
Yeah. In this instance, he'll take a mile.
Give an inch.
Give an inch, yeah. Nicely done, Monty.
Yeah, Monty.
Push and pull.
Give or take.
Give and take, yeah.
Bruce.
All right, there we go. A sweet Super Tramp song.
Oh, golly.
Kevin?
I don't know.
Give it up, bro.
Give it up, bro.
I don't have
a... give a little bit.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Give a little bit of your love. Let's do a couple more. Try your very hardest.
Give it your all.
Give it all you got. I'll give it that.
That's what you do, Monty.
Yeah. Tell your boss you're quitting.
Give him the pink slip. No. Give him notice?
I'm giving notice on this.
Giving final notice.
Yeah, that's correct. Monty, I think you're the winner here, though.
What are you?
Nicely done.
Monty,
think
can I hug
he is,
you?
But we didn't
no.
keep track.
Oh, no, I kept track. He got eight. And
okay, yeah. Monty did feel like he
yeah.
won.
Yeah, yeah,
why
yeah.
can't we
he
hug you? Huh?
Warren?
Yeah?
Throat punch in three.
Two, one. The Big 99.